This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to this beautiful Saturday morning. I am Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk, with my great esteemed co-host Denise Sturtz to my right and Todd Kunin to my left. Thank you, Cal, for being a great producer and producing this wonderful show.
I just want to point out that great and esteemed did not travel down the list. It ended at Denise, and then it just went to Todd.
That's exactly right. I did that on purpose. That's exactly why. It did stop. Notice my gaze stopped at her, too.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah, great and distinguished. And then there's nuts and bolts over here, Kunin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I wouldn't even call you nuts and bolts.
He just calls you nuts.
Hey, you know, this is the most exciting, informative, and entertaining show on Earth, other than, of course, we always say the alien shows. But you know what? This is fun. I mean, I'm out and about all week, and people hear about this show, and you could still see their – do you guys have the same issue? They kind of look at you like it's the dog that, like, cocks their head when they look at you, you know? Like – really? That's entertaining and exciting?
How do you make law talk if they're entertaining?
Yeah. Right up until they listen.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And I was at a big event, and a guy turned to us while I was talking to someone about Radio Law Talk, and the guy goes, I listen to it all the time. That is the greatest, funniest show. And then they say, you know, one of them said, by the way, we love it when Rodriguez doesn't show up. It's like, so everyone's got their little personalities.
I had somebody say that to me, too.
Yeah, it's like Rodriguez.
They like us to make fun of Rodriguez.
I talked to him today, this week, I mean. I talked to him twice, and this is a quote from Rodriguez. Are you coming this Saturday? Yeah, I might.
You know what happens whenever I tell somebody that I'm on this show with Fred Penny?
Uh-huh.
They always ask me about your wife.
She's the best. That's exactly right.
I always say, Kathleen, she's wonderful, and yeah. She's one of those natural beauties.
Yeah.
And they say, how did he do that?
Well, that really is the mystery question for the ages.
I will answer it. You want me to answer it?
Yeah.
Everybody's life, us guys, we have about a six-month period that we're in our prime. And I was smart enough to know when my prime was. I had like this crystal ball. And I knew that time period. I had 6 months. I was in shape. I bench pressed. No, this is on radio. 315 pounds was my bench press. That's pretty strong.
That's pretty good.
I believe that.
And I was in good. I was in phenomenal shape, and where I could take my shirt off.
And you had a lot of hair too, I bet.
Full curly hair. I had curly hair, and she looked at me and said, "Wow, he's not bad. He's probably a solid 7." And then I said this to her. And by the way, I was on probation in college, barely making it through as a freshman. And I said, "I'm going to be a successful lawyer someday." And the thing is, she bought that. That was so weird. She bought it. It's like, okay, he's not bad. He's a 7. He's going to go to a 5 within a month after we get married. And I got her. That's what guys don't get, is you got this short time period of your life that you're going to be good looking for a very short time period. Well, let me back up. You'll be okay looking. Some guys are just naturally good looking. And that's what happened, and I got my wife.
Yeah, that's the, you know, I will say that when I was married, my wife was beautiful.
She still is gorgeous.
Very, very beautiful. And you talk about people that give the looks for Radio Law. It's like, really, is that a funny show? Listen to that. I would get the same looks when people would look at me and her in public. They'd be like, you two don't really go together because you're beautiful and you're, you know, what's the success of your marriage? And I used to say I chalk it up to my wife's poor eyesight and bad sense of smell, because if she had either of those, I'd be kicked to the curb. So,
I've heard you join Not a Looker.
What's that?
I've heard that you've joined that
not
website.
Not the looker.
Not the looker.
I think Denise just slammed you, Todd.
She very well may have, but here's the thing. you know, the truth hurts. And, you know, if I deserve to be on Not a Looker, then I deserve to be on Not a Looker.
Let me tell you what happened this weekend. And you both were invited. Accelerate U is a sponsor of the show, and they had their grand opening of one of their facilities. They moved to a brand new facility, and you guys were busy. And I showed up to that, and it was a wonderful event. And I saw pictures of me posted throughout, you know, social media at their grand opening. I am really not the looker.com. I the more I look at myself, the more I realize, wow, what has happened to you, and why does my wife still stay with me? It's because I'm a famous radio show host.
When I started,
I'm a C-minus celebrity.
When I started doing the acting,
yeah.
And the first time, you know, you get that thing where the first time you hear yourself, when you're recorded
right.
and stuff, and your voice doesn't sound the same.
Oh, man,
but
yeah.
Seeing myself in scenes that I do and stuff, it's like, really?
You thought at first really? You were going to be maybe Paul Newman, and then you thought maybe John Candy.
No, more like John Lovitz.
That's it. Hey, there are so many interesting things to talk about. Obviously, we got to talk about the Manafort who cops a plea. We're going to discuss that. I've been on a number of at least on one national show. I talked about it. It's kind of interesting what I discussed. But Denise and I have got some little takes on that, and so does Todd. But we also have the Cosby trial that has taken a huge twist. In
that one totally rocked my world. I'll tell you.
And wait, this is a teaser. We're not going to tell you what's happened. But wow is all I've got to say. Wow. I mean, and Todd's just like, we're all shaking our head going, wait till you hear what is going on with this.
Yeah, it is amazing.
We're going to talk about that, the Bill Cosby duck boat lawsuits later. There's a handgun case, First Amendment, Second Amendment case that came down with the California courts we're going to discuss.
On a law that's nearly 100 years
yes.
old.
Exactly
wow.
right. That's
I know,
exactly
it's super
right.
exciting.
Yeah.
yeah. And then Michael Moore, oh my gosh, his divorce case, Denise. You're going to let Denise is going to talk about this. Talk about a divorce little wrangling fight going on here with Michael Moore, and Denise is really going to dig into that.
I'm sorry, I just got it. We talked earlier about the window of opportunity that you have to,
yes.
to get somebody.
Boy, is his long gone.
Oh, my. You know, I don't think
that was Cal.
I joined the club.
His was like an open and shut, if it was even there.
It was 30 seconds.
I mean, for him, it's like, yeah, how to spot the rich guy, you know?
All I got to say is, maybe, okay, I said a six-month window. Maybe some people have 30 seconds.
Yes.
So, anyway.
You know, she worked with him.
Yeah, and they had that. They owned their business together.
Right.
They did.
He bought her out.
Right, but I'm saying they did.
I'm excited about that
yeah,
one.
Not only was it a marriage, but they also had a marriage and business, too. They had a business together.
And a big hint for Michael Moore. Just going to give some advice, unsolicited. Yeah. We're not on in Michigan.
Right.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pay your bills, Michael. Yeah. You know, that's a tough situation.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to hear about. Also, railroads being sued for starting fires. The Charlie Rose, there's a twist on the Charlie Rose case with CBS. CBS is trying to get out of any lawsuits in connection with Charlie Rose.
And put the Charlie Rose investigation together with the...
Moonves.
Yes.
Les Moonves.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So there's,
was that a mistake or what?
And we're going to discuss that.
But he gets paid, what, $140 million in walking money? I want that job.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
If Cal walks from us, I guess we got to pay him $140 million.
Apparently so. I had no idea.
In Monopoly bucks.
Yeah, that's right. Hold your breath. It's coming. What's the check you always write?
The party out-of-state post-dated check.
Signed by Michael Moore.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about Weinstein. He's fighting back in his cases, and this is interesting, some of his latest fight backs. And then we might briefly, if we get time, talk about the fraternity case in Penn State that settles and discuss that. But more important, we have Case or No Case coming up. That is all our favorites. Remember, hashtag Case or No Case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
For 855-529-7234.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Don't forget, you can go to our website and listen live, those of you who are on radio, www.radiolawtalk.com, and click on live. You can listen live.
You can also hashtag us at Case or No Case.
That's exactly right. We'll be right back after this break and talk about these cases and Case or No Case.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right now.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control of my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
It's September 15th, 2018. Remember, everything we're talking about, not everything, but most things we're talking about are allegations. Remember, lawsuits, there's always two sides of the story. We stay politically neutral. We will talk politics, but we're going to talk about both sides the best we can. And the most important thing is we're talking about general topics of law. Make sure you go see your local attorney.
I just thought, as you know, we're lawyers, and so when Fred says, you know, remember, there's always two sides to every story. Yeah.
Except mine.
My side and the wrong side.
That's exactly
that's
right.
What every attorney is. There's my version and there's the wrong version.
That's exactly.
That's why I always try to challenge you. And
that's right.
You're thinking.
That's
because,
right.
Because you're wrong.
You just have to be careful. You know, when you go into my brain to try to challenge, you better take a canary.
Like in the coal mines.
Oh, like there's no mine. Air there.
Like something. Yeah. You know, you never know what you're going to trip up.
Come on.
Hey, let's do case or no case. Roll it, Cal.
You want to do case or no case,
let's
do you?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, all right. You asked for it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a soda drinker, I urge you to hang on to your innards. Because this is a story about a gentleman who came to the Pepsi-Cola company and said, "Gentlemen, you have a problem. I found a Mountain Dew in a mouse, I should say, in this can of Mountain Dew that was canned 72 days ago. Here's the date. Here's the mouse. Here's the can. What are you going to do about it?" And PepsiCo and Mountain Dew looked at him in the eye and said, "Nothing." Case or no case, why and outcome? And Todd Kuhnen, I'm going to start with you today. By the way, score.
Yeah,
for case or no case, I want to give you this. As of today, Mr. Fred Penny has 63 points. Todd Kuhnen has 67, and in the middle of these, Dirk's at 65.
66.
There is another one there.
That's right.
66. Okay.
I'd get off that number as quick as you can.
I like checking her.
I'm going to go overtake Todd today.
You know what? Hey, Cal, you have to clarify. Where did this happen? What state? What country? What?
Michigan.
Okay.
I believe. Let me look. Double check. Hold on. Give a second. I'm on the score sheet. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
When he made it up, he forgot to write the...
So let me get this straight. You're starting with me, right?
Yeah, I'm starting with you.
So he says, here is the date, and it's a can of...
Can of Mountain Dew.
Okay.
And remember, when it's canned, the can goes through the soda line.
How does it get in there?
And then the can is open on the top, and the last thing they do is put the whole lid assembly, including the pop top, on the can. So it is, that's all been established, that it's theoretically possible for that to happen. But, you know, as far as the mouse getting in, it's possible because the opening's big enough. Then they put on the whole assembly, and the pop top is part of the assembly. So.
Right, in other words, they put the lid on.
Is the can opened or not opened?
He opened it and found the mouse, allegedly.
Yeah. I am going to say that this is... Oh, brother. You know what?
I don't make it easy on you, do I?
Go big or go home. I'm on a streak. I might as well stay. This is why I don't gamble. Because I get really good, you know, and I get up there. And then I just keep betting red, and I lose all my money. Because, dang it, red's going to pay off sooner or later, but it never does. But I keep betting red. I have no gambling sense at all. And I'm going to stick with what I don't know. And I'm going to say, no case!
All right.
No case.
Denise, can you see him sitting in his bed this morning, rolling? Oh, no, I got to do case or no case. I don't know what to do.
Absolutely. This is just, I'm going to say no case on this one because, I don't know, in my opinion, it's too far-fetched for somebody to honestly think they'd be able to go with an opened can of Pepsi. It would be different. Mountain Dew. It would be different to me if it were a sealed bottle of Pepsi that you could look into and see a mouse, but it's just too easy to...
Are you picturing the mouse squeezing into the bottle?
Yeah. The only way I would think that this was a case is if there was something about the mouse in there where it was too big to fit in through a hole, so he couldn't have put it in himself. But...
Well, remember, Mountain Dew's marketing slogan used to be, "It'll tickle your innards." Fred Penny, what do you think?
This is tickling my innards. This is exciting. This is absolutely a case. I can see someone saying that, and not smart enough to know that it's almost impossible for this mouse to get into that can, But I say it's a case. They do not win because the possibility they're going to show they could have experts come in and show the process and say it's just literally impossible for a mouse as it's going through the system to get into the system to jump in the little can before it gets.
Now this is a critical nuance. So you say a loss in the case because the mouse couldn't have gotten into the can.
No, I just say there's a loss in the case because the answer is, among other things, one thing they would be able to prove is they can't get into the can.
Well, I guess that discounts any disgruntled employee putting the mouse in.
The mouse could chew. That could happen.
That could have been a disgruntled mouse, too.
That's true, disgruntled mouse. There's a case, not a win.
Okay, Denise Dirks, what do you think? Case or no case, and what is the outcome if it is a case?
Okay, I think it's a case because I heard of this before.
This kind of a thing?
Yeah, this kind of a thing. And I think he wins.
Ooh.
Oh, now that's
going for two.
That's going big.
She's going for two. Remember, 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or hashtag case or no case to comment.
And that's right.
I know a lot of you listen out there. I hear a lot of people tell me they listen to our show and love playing this game. You can go ahead and send in your answer.
Now, Denise.
Yes.
Why do you say he prevails?
Because there is virtually no way that mouse could have gotten in there unless it was got in there on the when they were
during the assembly process.
Assembly process, exactly.
And Fred, you say it's a case, and he loses because there's no way the mouse could have gotten in there.
Or they'd have experts testify to that, or unless I think Todd might have something. A disgruntled employee could have done that and figured a way.
Could we clarify one thing? So when Case says it's a case and he wins, is that if they settle with him and ultimately decide,
oh, that's true. They might have settled.
Well, the facts were they said, we're not doing anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. That is true.
I'm telling you, they said we're going to fight you every tooth and nail, and we have very good reason as to why we can fight you, and that's how I'm presenting the case to you anyway. So we'll be right back with the answer on Radio Law Talk. Do not go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get... win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash.
USA Radio News.
A lot of down power lines, a lot of poles bent over.
James Witherspoon is a first responder in Wilmington, North Carolina, where a mother and an infant were killed when a tree fell onto their home. Tropical Storm Florence is now pounding the South Carolina coastline with rain. Here's more from meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Still an excessive rainfall outlook, meaning there is the potential for more flooding. How can there be more? The ground is saturated. Those trees are going to come down. The ground just can't hold those roots anymore. The rivers can't hold the water anymore. They'll be spilling out for days and days to come. So this is a long haul event. And now we have the potential for severe weather with the possibility of tornadoes.
Florence is being blamed for at least 5 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Now we're back to find out who wins points in case or no case, but during the break, I have to say this. Denise is great. She sends us throughout the week. She'll text Todd and I and say, this is hilarious. Look what this guy did. And this guy is being charged. Tell us what he's being charged in Arizona. He's being charged for doing what?
Well, he falsely pretended to have Down syndrome, and he hired caretakers or caregivers to come in to change his diapers.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, change his diapers. So yes. There you go.
So he's being charged.
Huffington Post has put this in Apple News. You know?
Boys are weird.
They are.
That's really
so
weird.
Denise is laughing. We're on, during but, the break no, talking about serious. She's laughing. Look at
what do you think he was charged with?
Well, I'm looking at the article, so I know he was charged with 3 counts of sexual abuse and 1 charge of fraudulent schemes.
Now, you see, the trick here was that he would have someone else hire the nannies. All the nannies knew each other. They came from the same agency or something.
The caregivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The caregivers. So they came in, they would bathe him, and he would get, shall we say, excited.
Yes. Yep.
And that's when they said, wait a minute, something ain't right here. So they start reaching out, and the mom says...
They start reaching out?
Well, metaphorically speaking. And the mom says, wait a minute. My son doesn't have Down syndrome. He doesn't need a caregiver. He doesn't need somebody to change his diapers. And next thing you know, there's a knock on the door.
Really? Well, that depends what happens to him. I'm not quite sure.
I just wonder how many times the caregivers went back. You know, I mean,
depends.
Yeah, is this one of those things where, like... Yeah, this was just terrible. And I'll tell you what, after 6 months of doing this, I had to put a stop to this.
I'll bet you.
Of course, that happened to have also been when he stopped paying the bill.
No. I bet you that they went back one time, left, and then they talked amongst themselves. And one of them said, you know that he did the same thing to me like that. And that's my theory, because they all knew each other. And it's just one of the weirdest. Ever since the guy in Northern California up by us dresses like a baby and sucks a bottle, and somehow that's treated as a disability.
Really?
Yeah, there's a guy up
is
there.
Is his name Cal Hunter?
No, it is not.
Oh,
me.
Oh.
It's my alter ego, Baby Cal.
Doing the drive through marijuana.
Boys are real.
All right, let's finish up. People want us to hear about our case or no case. Right. What happened, Cal?
Let's go back to case or no case. So, a guy goes to PepsiCo, the owners of Mountain Dew, says, I got a mouse in my dew. What are you going to do about it? And they said, we ain't going to do nothing. And he says, you have to. And they said, no, we don't. And the reason they said, no, we don't, is because they determined. Now, remember a key fact that I gave you, Mr. Kunin, and I gave you every opportunity here. A key fact was that the can of Mountain Dew was 74 days old. Remember that little fact? Well, the fact is that Mountain Dew has in it citric acid, phosphors, and other leaching elements.
Oh, you won, Todd.
And so, the scientists for PepsiCo simply went and established the mouse would be dissolved into a little pile of gelatinous goo had it been in that can for 74
smart
days. And therefore, guess what?
They won
the case.
Oh, Fred Penny!
Pepsi won the case.
But it was a case.
Yep, it was a case, and Pepsi won the case. And once again, Todd, I am so sorry. I don't know. I just don't know what to tell you.
So, you just got one.
You know what that means, don't you?
You got 1 point, though.
I'm tied with Todd.
Fred Penny rolls. Oh, but wait, stop. This is important.
Yes,
all you listeners.
Yeah.
How many points did Chris Rodriguez get?
Let me look here.
Got zero? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Chris has 37 points.
Yeah.
I've written down here the word absent.
Absent,
for
yeah.
Chris, yeah.
So I think
so Denise now has 67. She has tied with the lucky gambler, Todd Kunin. Mr. Fred Penny has 65.
Ooh, nice.
He is within two of both of them.
Catch it up.
And Chris Rodriguez is, well, Chris Rodriguez is, he's gone.
Okay. Yeah, hey, this is for Donna Hunter's Lemon Bars. Those of you out there listening all over, by the way, Armed Forces Radio, welcome. And K-Pay,
K-P-A-Y,
is a new station out of Chico, California that's carrying us. Welcome. Those of you who have never heard about this, this is the famous Lemon Bars. The first person to 100, Donna's going to make her Lemon Bars for us. Right. And they don't have to share.
And it's really about the prestige, because there's no competition among lawyers. I just wanted to pass
yes,
that
yes, that's
on.
Exactly. Right. No, it's for the Lemon Bars. I'm all for Lemon Bars. So anyway, I'm sitting here.
And that's case or no case.
Okay,
so let's put up the cheer.
I'll put up the
and
cheer.
And that's
yeah,
case
yeah,
or no case. And congratulations to Denise and Fred. And better luck next time to Todd Kunin.
I lost on the Mountain Goo case.
We're giving Todd Kunin a home version of our game.
Here's a piece of paper.
So I always wondered about that. They give you the home version so you can go back and relive your failure on a nightly basis.
Exactly.
You know, they got a shotgun with a thing up there and they're shooting, you know, the box. Here's your Wheel of Fortune
yes,
home game.
And so next hour,
yeah,
not next hour, next case or no case, third hour, sex and Washington?
Really?
Really?
Oh, this is a good
How
one.
Could it be?
Todd, just go ahead and put Todd down as no case.
No case.
Already have.
No case, because I'm going to stick to that until I win on red.
All right, now, and then I can go, yes, yes, see, I knew all along.
So I'm sitting in my office doing my legal work and all my normal work, and my phone starts blowing up.
All my normal work?
Yeah.
Queen on the King.
Queen on the King.
Man on the Jazz.
Dang it, how's my food game? I thought the burgers were going on fast enough.
Can somebody wipe my brow, please?
Yeah, my normal work. Or maybe, but no, it is my normal work.
Playing five spells of enchantment.
Mr. Penny, you got a phone call, huh? Okay. So my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I'm getting phone calls, and it's, you know, the producers from shows. Because, you know, I am the legal analyst for Radio USA Radio Network. And I am sometimes they'll call me for other nationally syndicated talk shows, and they want me to opine on something. I'm like, oh, no, what is it now? And I'm looking, Manafort just pled. And his attorney came out and gave a statement. And I'm like, uh-oh, I better, you know. And so I have to, it's kind of hard because I have to get up and going. And I talk to these. We talk about this. And so I said, all right, I guess we got more to talk about because here comes Radio Law Talk. So anyone could fire away. I could talk about this for hours. But he pled
guilty to two counts of conspiracy. Guilty to conspiring to defraud the United States and also conspiring to obstruct justice. And in exchange, that settled the Washington, D.C. case, but it also settled those 10 counts that the jury was hung on.
Okay, so let's back up.
Together.
Let's back up because a lot of people don't know. Okay, so just a brief overview is Manafort is a former campaign manager for Trump. In 2016, there are two cases against him by Mueller, the special prosecutor, who, by the way, was set up to only look into Russian collusion, if any, with any of Trump or his people. This is all about Mueller going against Manafort and trying to show that he had some tax evasion, tax fraud, bank fraud, blah, blah, blah. That has nothing to do with the Trump issue, by the way. This was in 2014 when he was doing offshore stuff. Because Manafort, don't forget, his law firm slash job is he is like a consultant and or an agent for foreign nationals to do, you know, he's basically a guy.
Like a lobbyist.
Yes. He's a lobbyist. Okay.
But he failed to actually register as a foreign agent. And that was the jux of the position. What happened?
On the D.C. case.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the D.C. case, he failed to register as a foreign agent.
And that case hadn't started yet.
Right. And he had tried to get somebody to get to other witnesses and tell him not to talk.
Right. That's another thing. So, I mean, and then the case in New York that they brought against him.
No, that was in Virginia.
Virginia? I thought it was New York.
It was New York.
New York. It's New York. There,
No, it was Virginia.
No,
it was Virginia. It was Virginia.
Right.
Papadopoulos, I think, was
that's
in
right.
New
York. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. So that one is in Virginia, and he was found guilty on
eight counts.
10 they were hung on. And so, and Denise, stop.
And Denise
stop
can't handle the fact that there was a hung jury.
Denise, what are you doing? Stop. Let's just listen. Listen to her laugh. Wait, no, I'm going to watch.
No, I it's not appropriate. It makes me laugh every time to hear that her jury was hung.
That's why she never tries cases anymore.
Wait a minute. All right, Todd. I want Todd's picture. This is how Todd is looking at her while she's laughing. Oh, my gosh. We have 30 seconds.
Okay, Todd, in your line of work, you hear about hung juries all the time.
You're darn right I do.
Yes. In my line of work, I don't hear about hung juries. I, you know.
Well, it doesn't
you can
matter
only imagine.
It doesn't matter because we have 15 seconds left. So we were going to talk about the Manafort case. We'll just go to
was that a jury?
Break.
Why, yes, it was.
That's why this is entertaining. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Never been on a jury, ever.
Really?
No.
That's interesting. Have you, Fred, ever served on a jury?
All I got to say is people out there going, are we going to get to any legal issues?
Well, I'm just...
No, I never have.
I'm curious.
They never will put me on a jury.
I would think not. What about you, Todd?
I have never served on a jury.
I walk in, they said, you're Fred Penny, right? Oh, you're off.
I was asked to once when I was a TV news anchor guy about a case with which I was very familiar. And they said, can you make a decision on the basis of the evidence? And I said, yes, he's guilty.
Yes, he's guilty.
I shot the original video. I know he's guilty.
I know exactly right. He's guilty. Right. And so, you know what's interesting, Cal? We're going to go off topic for a minute. That is really interesting that as lawyers, and during voir dire, people say it differently, here's what happens. They're asking jurors, that you do, and so does the judges, ask jurors, you know, can you be prejudiced? Are you prejudiced? Are you going to be able to, you know, be neutral? And sometimes what they say, don't forget, there's a whole jury pool listening. You know, no, guilty. I saw that. I was there. I saw he's guilty. You wonder, it's like, you know, everybody heard that.
Yeah, does it prejudice the whole jury?
Yeah, does it prejudice the whole panel?
Yeah.
Because as they're choosing. And there's a lot of people that say things that you kind of go, you know, I wish they wouldn't have said that, you know. So yeah. A lot of times that happens during jury. Juries are being chosen, or they'll say, I don't believe a person's injured. I believe people fake or something like that. You know, and obviously they get off, but then the jury heard that. You know?
The thing that amazed me the most about jury selection was the stuff that you can go through to ask, can you listen to the facts and apply the law? And the court gives the instructions about you need to decide this case without any regard to the effects of punishment. All right? So you're not to worry about, oh, what's going to happen to his life if we find him guilty, not guilty. And they go through all this, and everybody says, yes, I can abide by that. And then the jury gets the case. First question to the judge. What will the sentence be if he's found guilty? Come on.
Yeah,
we just went over this. You can't consider that.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. So picking a jury is rolling the dice. So anyway.
Let's get back to Manfred.
So I was back. So I talked about this, and I put crickets on when I was talking. I said, listen to these crickets. And the reason I said, yeah, why is he not there?
Well, that's kind of the wrong timing.
Wrong guy? Is it the wrong guy?
Why do we have Barry Manilow on?
Is that the wrong case?
Yeah,
that's the wrong case.
I'll save it for later. I had this really good. And chairs were smashed into. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
This radio show's going south so
it just,
fast.
It's my fault.
Let's get back on track.
So Manafort, and everyone's like, who cares about Manafort? So the issue is, they don't know what he's going to. Basically, he's going to cooperate, is all he said. They don't know what that means, though, cooperation.
Right.
Cooperation, does that mean that he's going to say that Hillary was in collusion with the Russians? Is he going to say that Trump was? We don't know what he's going to say yet. But it's all this speculation out there. And then Todd opined and said, yeah, Fred, but don't forget, they're not going to usually, the prosecution's not going to agree to a plea unless they think they're going to get something out of it.
That's true.
It's usually not a blind. Look, after he was found guilty of the 8 counts in Virginia and then the 10 counts hung, I guarantee you at some point, I said that just on purpose to make Denise, you know, a mistrial on the 10 counts. That's the technical term for it. I guarantee you Manafort's attorney went to the prosecution and said, all right, let's talk deal. Okay, and as a defense attorney,
and wouldn't he say we can help you with something?
Probably, because the prosecution's first question is, well, what can you give us? Okay, we have all of these things in our evidentiary quiver that point to this stuff with the case that we were actually supposed to be investigating, and we think you can assist us in that. What evidence can you give us? Where can you point us? And maybe he's got smoking gun evidence. Maybe it's just I can tell you if you're warm or not, this is the direction you need to head.
For sure, it's about conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he pled guilty to 2 counts of conspiracy. Now, everybody's out there calling it collusion and all that type of stuff, but it's a conspiracy charge.
Well, but his conspiracy, the conspiracy in the D.C. case, the 2 counts that he pled to, have nothing to do with the conspiracy or collusion that they're talking about with Trump. Because the only conspiracy that he was charged with in the D.C. case was conspiracy to defraud the government by not paying taxes at a certain area, conspiracy to not register as a foreign agent. None of the charges that he was facing that were either actual counts that he had, violations of the law, or conspiracy to violate the law had anything to do with the Trump campaign. So the fact that he pled to conspiracy to do something still was not conspiracy to aid Trump in any way.
No, but it's conspiracy. So who did he conspire with?
Oh, we already know who he conspired with.
Right.
He conspired with Gates.
Okay.
Yeah. He conspired with Gates to do things. And so, but it was Gates to violate the law by not paying taxes, not remitting fees, not registering as a foreign agent. None of that conspiring activity had anything to do with the Trump campaign.
Well, here's something that's interesting that I pointed out when I was talking on this national show. Don't forget, the minute Manafort stands up and testifies against someone, what are they going to do? What is the? I would love to cross-examine that guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, you were lying this time. You're not lying this time. Oh, you're telling the truth this time. Oh, last time you were lying. Oh, you lied to the jury this time.
You had offshore accounts for many years. Yeah. You never disclosed to anyone.
What is it now? What are you doing? Oh, by the way, this is going to save your butt, isn't it, if you testify?
Because the one thing everybody knew before there was any trial, before there was he was found guilty or pled to anything, one thing they knew was that his exposure for a person his age was you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. Yeah. And you're in solitary confinement on the other case because of this. So there's your incentive to come up with something to avoid that.
That's exactly right.
And Joseph on the caller here has a great question. Joseph, quickly, if you would, please.
Sure, Cal. I don't have social networks, so I have to call. And here's my question. The special counsel has to have a crime to investigate, and there was no crime, and it violated even the DOJ guidelines. So then what happens if you're Manafort or Papadopoulos being collateral damage? And I'm saying, hey, you know, Mueller doesn't even have the justification or the authority to even be a special counsel.
All right, Joseph, thanks. We'll give you your answer on the air. What do you think, you guys?
That's a great question, because here's a quote. So what happened is, don't forget, Mueller has one mandate, and one mandate alone. And it's, quote, any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. That is his mandate. Now, is he going beyond that, which he has been given special authority to do? Is he going beyond? Joseph's basically saying, is he going beyond his authority? And many are saying, yes, he is. What comment?
Well, that's true. It gets to be a gray area. We've seen both of this happen. For example, you know, when a person is a special prosecutor like Mueller is, what do you do when you come across, in the course and scope of your investigation, what do you do when you come across illegal activity that in your opinion, is clearly illegal and he's found guilty? So what happens when you come across that activity? Do you just look the other way? In the case of Michael Cohen, it was too separated from his original investigation, so he just turned that over to the district in New York, and then they right. prosecuted. But apparently they felt that Manafort's activity was related closely enough to their original mandate that they could continue to prosecute. Had they not, it would have been turned over to the Department of Justice, and they would have prosecuted anyway. Manafort was still going to face prosecution either way.
Yeah, but you wonder what happens back behind the
yes.
behind the scenes.
So what's the connection to the original investigative mandate?
I don't know everything. It might be because this person's evidence can reasonably lead to evidence that we get in the future.
We'll right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.